Good evening, everyone. Tonight we are going to discuss the halachos of davening in a makom kavua. The Gemara says in Brachos Davav Mabez that a person should have a fixed place where they daven. It's brought in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tzadi that a person should have a fixed place, which is what we call, as you know, a makom kavua. The Gemara and Kabbalah Sfarim say great rewards for somebody who is very careful to daven in a fixed place, in a makom kavua, and the opposite, it says very terrible things about somebody who is not careful about this halacha. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is not only when a person davens in shul, but also if a person davens in the house, whether it's a man or for sure a woman, who davens in the house often, should preferably always daven in the same place in your house. Now, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that each tefillah is really separate. It could be perhaps more nogea for men, but shachris, mincha, and ma'ariv, meaning a person should daven all of their shachrises in one place. Let's say they daven in shul near their house, and then mincha, they daven at work, let's say Manhattan or wherever it is. So each tefillah can be different, but a person for that tefillah should have a makom kavua, a set place. The Mefarshim explain, the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Meiri, already in the times of the Rishonim, they explain that the reason why a person should be careful to have a set place where they daven is that makes it more conducive for kavana. A person will be able to concentrate better if you're used to this spot. If your person davens one day here and then another day over there and then a different time over there, then it's a different spot. Then, you know, maybe they'll look around, they're interesting, it's a new place, it's something that they're not used to, and that'll distract their concentration. So that is the reason the Rishonim say why a person should daven in the same place. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that place that a person chooses to daven should be a place that people won't disturb you, meaning a woman should not make their kitchen into their makom kavua. The Shulchan Aruch also says, along those same lines, that when a person chooses a place to daven, whether it's their makom kavua or whether it's just somewhere else that they've never davened before because the situation arises that they need to daven somewhere, that the Shulchan Aruch says it's better to daven by a wall or by a corner, not by a window that a person can see things going on outside that could attract their attention, or if a person needs to daven outside in a field, in a park somewhere, for whatever the situation is, a person should preferably try to daven next to a tree where a person, you know, will have something in front of them, that this way it won't distract their concentration. I did not see anyone say that a person should not daven in a bedroom. I've been discussing this with different people, the halacha in regards to this. I didn't see anywhere, I looked high and low, about not davening in a bedroom. Now, as far as a place that's, you know, messy and, you know, if there's other things that are not proper to daven in that place, so fine, that's a different halacha. But in regards to a bedroom itself, someone told me that perhaps it's nogeya to the halachos of davening in a bathhouse or in a mikveh area, where even if a person is there all alone and they're fully clothed, but there's just a halacha that such a room is not supposed to be davened in. But it doesn't seem from the Paiskim that our bedrooms nowadays have such a halachic status as a bathhouse. So therefore, sometimes it will be even better if a person needs to choose their bedroom as a makom kavua. If a person has children, that may be the best place for privacy to daven over there. The Shulchan Aruch also says that even if a person does daven by a wall, which is recommended, but if there's pictures on that wall that distract the person, the Mishnah Berurah says that if a picture could distract somebody, let's say you have a nice picture on the wall, a nice painting, and it's of, you know, a nice scenery, that could distract the person also. Then also it says, ain nochein, it's not proper to daven opposite that. If you have to, if you need to daven opposite a place where there's a picture, then the Mishnah Berurah says that a person could close their eyes, this way it won't distract them. And in general, b'di'eved, a person can rely on a leniency that if you're used to the picture, if it's really true that if you have a picture on your wall and you're very, very used to that picture and it's not the type of picture that therefore will distract a person's concentration, then you won't come to stare at it, then the place can tell us that, I saw in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas, that it will be okay to daven opposite such a picture. The Piskei Tshuvas does bring, a little bit later, he says that there are those that say that a person should not daven opposite any images, because that looks like they're davening to those images, meaning besides the issue in regards to concentration, but it looks as if they're davening towards those images, so therefore that's not preferable. There are those that say that if it's higher up, then it's okay, because it doesn't look like you're davening opposite that. There are those that say that that's still not good enough. I know in the shul where my parents live, where I grew up, it's a new shul. Now they built a new shul. There's 6 pictures of, you know, pictures corresponding to the Shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, and then the other 6 on the other side. So the 6th one is Zvulun, and Zvulun is a picture of a boat because he, you know, you had the Parnas and he provided for Yisachar. So the picture of the boat was low down and it's right opposite with the Rav Davins. So they switched it and they have Zvulun 5th and Yisachar 6th. Yisachar is only a picture of a Sefer Torah because the Yisachar learns Torah. So not opposite a picture. There are those that are makbin not to daven opposite a picture. Obviously, if a person has a good spot to daven, but it happens to be today, right now, there are kids playing there, or something else that will be a distraction, then of course, even though there is a special halacha of makom kavua, but that is only to gain concentration. If at this time there is something going on in that spot and that will distract them, then of course this time is an exception and a person should daven somewhere else. And back into the guards to the halacha of makom kavua, the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's within 4 amos, then it's considered as if it's that spot. 4 amos is, let's say, approximately 6 or 7 feet, maybe 7.5, but around that area, within that area, that is still considered davening within the same spot. Now, in regards to the topic of kavana by davening, the Gemara tells us something very interesting, that there are 3 things that nobody escapes from. There are 3 things that everybody does, and one of those 3 is what we call iyun tefillah, which means, in our terms, spacing out during Shemona Esrei, meaning the Gemara tells us that every single person has a problem of concentrating during davening. We concentrate many times during davening, but everybody has a problem that their mind tends to space out. They tend to think of other things while they daven. One of the Amoraim in the Gemara even says that he has to thank his knees that they bow during the times in Shemona Esrei when a person is supposed to bow. And he wasn't even embarrassed to say it, that he's just davening, he's like going automatically on cruise control, and then he just has to thank his knees that they bow automatically. And it's good to know when a person sees that other people have this problem, besides that it makes them, you know, not feel as bad, but it makes them, you know, it's not like they realize that they don't have, like, it's something wrong with them, and oh, why should I even try to work on it? There's something I have a problem. It's not a problem that anyone specifically has. This is a problem that everybody has to work on. This is what the Gemara is telling us. And one way, one advice, one etza that is brought, that the Pasuk says in the end of Megillas Esther that we just read recently, Uvavay lefnei ha-melech, and the simple meaning means something very different, but I think it's the Vilna Gaon that says, B'derech Drush, Uvavay lefnei ha-melech, when you come in front of the king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omar im ha-sefer, you should say with a sefer, you should look inside a siddur, Yoshuv machshavtoi hara, and that will take away a person's distracting thoughts that they are thinking of other things. A person should daven in a siddur, and that is very conducive for kavana, even if, of course, we know Shemona Esrei by heart, but a person should daven inside a siddur. So the truth is that I started doing that because also I wanted to work on my concentration during Shemona Esrei. I started to do that. I did that for several months, but then I found that I just got a little bit too used to it, and, you know, I felt that it wasn't helping me so much. So what I did was I went back to davening by heart, and I found that that helped me a lot. And then later I saw, brought from the Chavis Yar. The Chavis Yar is something that we quoted once before already by the Brach of Lasok B'Divrei Sora. And I saw the Chavis Yar, Mamish says this, and I was happy that I saw such an idea brought by the Chavis Yar, that if a person davens a few months inside a sefer, but then they see that it's not helping them because they got too used to it, then they should go back to davening by heart. And then after a few months davening by heart, if they find that it's not working again, they should go back to davening inside a siddur. And perhaps, you know, sometimes we need to do all different types of tricks to trick ourselves, to trick our Yetzer Hara, to get our concentration back during Shemona Esrei. But that is just something important to know, that it's a problem that everybody has for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years of concentrating during davening. And with Hashem's help, when Hashem sees that we are trying to concentrate during davening and we want to concentrate during davening, Hashem will give us extra siyat d'shmaya to be able to have the proper kavana during Shemona Esrei. I'm just to let you know, tomorrow night, Bezaz Hashem, tomorrow Sunday night, there will not be a shiur. I will not be able to give the shiur. I'm giving a shiur actually in Huron Hills, but I will not be able to give the conference call shiur Sunday night. Bezaz Hashem will continue, at least as far as the shiur is concerned, on Monday night. Okay?